Hello, this is Nidhi Sarkar and I'm Smita Kumar with the latest updates in healthcare. The number of coronavirus cases in India crossed the 1,000 mark today. With a total of 1,024 cases, 901 of these are active cases and 96 have been discharged. The death toll also rose to 27 as the country, under a three-week lockdown, struggles to contain the deadly pandemic. In the wake of the coronavirus, Union Ministry of Labour and Employment has issued notification GSR 225E amending EPF scheme 1952 to allow withdrawal of non-refundable advance by EPF members or subscribers in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic in the country. A 45-year-old man with no known history of foreign travel has died in Maharashtra's Buldhana district due to COVID-19, raising the state fatality numbers to 8, while the number of infected reached the 200 mark to touch 203 on Sunday, 29th March 2020, officials said. Thomas Schäfer, the finance minister of Germany's East State, has committed suicide, apparently after becoming deeply worried over how to cope with the economic fallout from the coronavirus. Schäfer, 54, was found dead near a railway track on Saturday, 28th March 2020. With 23 new cases, now the total number of coronavirus cases in the national capital, Delhi, is 72. This till now is the biggest rise in cases in a single day. Indian Railways to run special parcel trains to ensure an uninterrupted and seamless supply chain of goods and essential commodities nationwide in the wake of COVID-19. Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Package. Insurance scheme for health workers fighting COVID-19 will provide an insurance cover of Rs 50 lakh for 90 days to a total of around 22.12 lakh public healthcare providers, including community health workers. It will also include accidental loss of life on account of contracting COVID-19. That's all for today. For more updates, log on to medicircle.in. Good day and stay healthy.